Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this, watching this video live after the fact, whenever you are consuming this Blue and Gold show, we just wanted to say thank you for tuning in. We are certainly in the Thanksgiving spirits and thankful for all of our consistent viewers and listeners on our Blue and Gold YouTube page, especially you recruiting junkies who on Black Friday, you have nothing better to do than to consume some Notre Dame recruiting content with my boy Kyle Kelly. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, my friend?
Think so, man. Watch plenty of football. That's my favorite part of Thanksgiving, well, aside from the food. But, yeah, I took it easy yesterday. No complaints. And I know the Dolphins play today. Are you going to be able to catch a little of that game? I know you'll be out on the road.
I will be. Yeah, no chance in hell I'm not watching that game. So Black Friday football, I'm here for it. Kyle, favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, stuffing all day. I tend to call it dressing, but I know we have a lot of stuffing folks out there. So
yeah,
100%.
Yeah, I'm a stuffing guy. It needs to be, you know, sausage has to be in the stuffing. I'm a big sausage in the stuffing guy. Yeah, it makes it, but yeah, my dish is a green bean casserole, and everyone said it was really good again. I just follow the recipe on the back of the onions box. Josh says, good morning. Good morning, Josh. Sly Fox says, Finn's up today. That's right. And Debbie Cook's in the chat. What's up, Debbie? So, yeah, we're going to be talking some Notre Dame football recruiting. Please hit the thumbs up on this video, of course, folks. Subscribe to our channel for more content, as always. And we got a lot more Notre Dame football and recruiting coverage over on our website, blueandgold.com. And we even, Kyle, have a new offer for our folks watching on YouTube or listening to our podcast. $1 for 2 months. So your first 2 months, if you're a new subscriber, that's the offer, is $1 for 2 months. And the promo code is UND1. So the letter UND1. So check that out. I'm at blueandgold.com. So, Kyle, our first topic for today is, let's talk a little recruiting ranking, something that everyone kind of agrees on and doesn't have hot takes on and never causes any arguments. I think you had posted on something on the board recently. You were like, here is this regarding rankings. And you were like, please direct all complaints to Mike Singer. Thank you very much for that, Kyle. Yeah, we'll just kind of dive into it. And folks, I am currently at my in-laws' place in Clearwater, Florida. So I don't have a second monitor, so it's kind of tricky to produce and talk at the same time on a one monitor setup. So just kind of bear with me. Kyle is at his home as normal, but the rankings were kind of, you know, really good, Kyle.
You were good. Really good for Notre Dame. I don't want to hear.
Really good.
Yeah.
So Cam Williams, let me zoom in on this a little bit. Cam Williams moved up. Hold on, let me pull this up. Cam Williams inched closer to five-star status, moving up from 28 to 24. And Gerby Lamberts is the highest-ranked four-star player in the country. So this past Monday, On3 updated its class of 2024 rankings. So Kyle and I, in our articles of Blue and Gold and, talking on here, we go by the industry ranking. You know, it's just kind of it's the best tool because you have the outliers, but this is kind of just like the mean of things, right? Kind of a good way to look at this website likes this guy a lot more than this website, but this is a good way to average it all out. We're just talking about On3's own rankings here, which is what, 30% or so of the industry ranking. So Gerby Lambert, 21 overall nationally, number four offensive tackle. Now On3 currently has 25 star players. By the end of the cycle, that will be 32. So if Cam Williams holds at 24 and Gerby Lambert holds at 21, they will be five-star players. Now, Cam Williams is already a five-star per the industry ranking, but for folks watching on YouTube, you can see that On3, 24/7, ESPN, and Rivals all have him as a four-star player. But the industry ranking, has him as a 5-star. It's a little quirk, but that's a different discussion for a different day. So, yeah, kind of moving along. You have CJ Carr. This is kind of where we – you know, let's skip CJ. We're going to end on him. Let's go through all the positives. Kingston Viliamu-Asa. Let's see, where's Kingston? On3 has him lowest of the four websites, but he did climb 36 spots to 166, and he climbed up a good bit in the last ranking. So he was like outside the top 300, and he's continued to climb throughout his senior season. I know I'm kind of rambling. Kyle, we'll go to you in a little bit here. Just kind of want to get through this. On3's always been really high on Bryce Young, the pass rusher from Charlotte. Of course, the son of Notre Dame legend Bryant Young. On3 moved him from 121 nationally to 49, and from 11 to 6 in the edge positional rankings. That creator player kind of guy in Madden is Bryce Young at the defensive end spot. So big time bump for him. Kedron Young, nothing really new with him. I think he stayed as the number 72 overall player, but moved up one spot in the running back ranking. So you like to see that. Tay Johnson was, I think, what like 290 or something. He bounced outside the 300, so a small drop there. Logan Thomas dropped 6 spots in the national rankings. So kind of some minor drops. Micah Gilbert was a huge riser. On3 ranks him highest by far at this point, and you guys can see that on the screen for YouTube, folks. He was in the national rankings 246, and now he's 156 overall. So yeah, that is by a pretty good margin On3 liking him out of the websites. And ES Williams, On3 is not super high on him as a 3-star prospect. Yeah, his senior season just wrapped up. Kyle, he's playing the Under Armour game, so he will have an opportunity to kind of move back up in the rankings. Not playing. It's an interesting evaluation for the On3 guys. Like, Aeneas not playing the greatest competition, but he does dominate. And he did his last game. He scored 7 touchdowns against a pretty good team, from what I understand. Certainly one I disagree with, but also, you know, I have a little bit of bias, but. Logan Saldate, a 3-star to 288 nationally, number 47 receiver in the country. That was a really nice bump for Logan Saldate. Anthony Knapp from Roswell, Georgia. Everyone ranks him as a 3-star except for On3, who just bumped him up a good bit. 46 spots. So he's the number 143 overall player in the country. So On3 already liked him the most out of everybody, and even more so now. Stiles Prescott had a little bit of a drop. I think it was like 10 spots or something, but still On3 ranks him by far highest, number 213 player in the country. And then, that's it for the 4-star kind of guys. I don't really know what the movement was for like the 3-star guys. I was not really tracking that, to be quite honest with you guys. So then we'll land on CJ Carr, who moved down 15 spots in the national rankings. And I think one spot in the quarterback rankings. Like, the lower you are in the top 300, the more likely you are to just move down 10, 15, 20 spots, because there's so many guys who shoot up into the, you know, 100 to 150 range. So if you're not moving up, you are moving a decent bit down, if that makes sense, in that kind of range. The other websites rank them number 36, number 37, and 23. And that's 24/7 ESPN and Rivals, respectively. And then you have On3 at 208. Kind of is what it is with the Carr ranking. They clearly, On3 likes other quarterbacks more. And that's the beauty of college football. We'll get to see if they were right or wrong in a few years. But so other than the Carr ranking, a very, very pro Notre Dame. I've never seen quite the pro Notre Dame, any school I've covered. I've been doing this for over a decade. I've never seen quite the pro school I cover rankings update as this one. Notre Dame's commits really had a strong senior season, according at least from what the On3 guys saw. So Kyle, I will go back to you. Thoughts on this, this rankings update?
Certainly a good one overall for Notre Dame, and I wanted to reference a few points from my Tuesday morning article on blueandgold.com. Our subscribers got to see it a couple days early. did plenty of hard hitting research for this. I did four reasons why Notre Dame football fans should be pleased with those latest on three recruit rankings, because there are a lot of good data points when you really do a deep dive into this class. And I think the most important one being is that Cam Williams is tracking to be Notre Dame's first five-star wide receiver since Michael Floyd in 2008. So that is a long, long time. And I do want to say, I think it's easier to explain this verbally rather than in writing of how I reference the rankings in my stories. So obviously On3 is a brand new company, only been around for a few years, doing some amazing things, but they only started ranking players starting at the 2021 class. So On3 did not rank players from 2020 all the way back to the early 2000s when, you know, the internet recruiting rankings era really began and sparked. So I had to use the On3 industry ranking to go back before 2020. And the On3 industry ranking, as we've referenced so many times before, and I know you said it earlier in the show, basically compiles the weighted average of Rivals 24/7 and ESPN from 2021 on. You throw On3 in there. But before then, it was just the three services. It's funny because I did receive a few comments about, well, why isn't the 24/7 sports composite ranking identical to On3's industry ranking? Because 24/7's composite also, I believe, compiles 24/7 Rivals and ESPN. But it's a little bit the rankings are weighted a little bit differently. So anyway, because I know I received some feedback that Jordan Johnson was a five-star wide receiver and Tommy Kramer was a five-star offensive lineman. Yeah, they were, according to specific recruiting services, but not in the actual industry ranking. So anyway, yeah, Jordan Johnson was a five-star wide receiver, I think, according to Rivals. But yeah, no industry five-star before a 2000 or after 2008 when Michael Floyd. So, and the other note about Cam Williams is he is going to be, unless something changes in the rankings, the first time in the internet recruiting era, which basically dates back to 2002, that Notre Dame's best player in the class has been a wide receiver. So I was texting with Cam during the week, kind of kidding with him. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him. You think about all the pressure that Tobias Merriweather had a few classes ago as the only wide receiver commit in the class. And although Cam has two other outstanding wide receivers surrounding him entering the in the 24 cycle and enrolling in Notre Dame in 2024, I just know how these Notre Dame fans are. They are going to be clamoring for Cam Williams to be playing and starting and doing big things from the get-go. But just like any true freshman, they're going to have some growing pains and some time to develop. And I know I spent a lot of time on Cam Williams, so I'll make my other points quick.
Kyle, Kirby Lamb. Hey, Kyle. Yeah, I'm gonna. We're going to go to Prize Picks, and then we're going to get your remaining thoughts. Okay.
Please
If that's cool with you. And I have, yesterday I had a fantastic power play cooked up with my buddy Adam. Do you see my tweet on that, Kyle?
I did. As soon as I saw that Christian McCaffrey a half more yard, I knew it was going to be a good day.
Yeah, so Prize Picks will do a really cool thing where it's like, it's basically like a free square, like Christian McCaffrey more than a rush yard. Yes, he's going to do that. So it's basically a free square. And then we had David Montgomery more than 66.5 yards in the Thanksgiving game. He hit that. Jordan Love had 30 pass attempts, like entering the fourth quarter. I'm like, this is looking good. And the entry was for more than 33, and it was 32. If he would have thrown one more pass, that would have, you know, been a draw or I don't know. I can't think of it. But and I still would have won some money there. But so that was a tough loss. But we're bouncing back today, and we will get to today's entry in just a moment. But it's always fun to talk about Prize Picks. Definitely a personal favorite sponsor of mine. So it is a lot of fun. So for any entry, you will pick 2 to 6 players, and if they will go more or less than their Prize Picks projection, if you go up to 6 players and you do that power play, you can win 25 times your money on that entry. And it gets even better because when you deposit and use the promo code BGI, you will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. So you put in 100, Prize Picks will give you $100 in bonus money. If you put in 50, they'll match you with 50. So make sure you use the promo code BGI when you go to prizepicks.com. And it's not just for, I mean, they have college football, college basketball, all sorts of sports, WNBA, NBA, NASCAR, MMA, cricket, soccer, really just about anything. And they do some fun promotions like the Christian McCaffrey free square, Taco Tuesday, where they'll have discounted, more or less projections, Flex Friday, which is really cool. And I'll probably do a Flex Friday today as well, where it's basically like a free entry. On a Flex Pick. So it's a really easy to use, and your entries can be made in really short time. So my entry for today, Kyle, is how about Tua's more or less projection is 250 yards. The Dolphins do a really good job of beating up on bad teams. So it is on the road today, but I like Tua to go over 250.5 passing yards. And then give me Travis Kelce to catch a touchdown against the Raiders on Sunday. He just has a more or less than 0.5 for passing, rushing, or receiving touchdown. So I like Taylor Swift's boyfriend to get in the end zone on Saturday. And that's a $10 power play. So I have to hit both of these to win my money. Kyle, do you like my entry there?
I love it. Definitely do.
That's all I need to know. And I'll be cooking up a flex play later as well. So thank you, folks, over at Prize Picks for sponsoring the show. Remember, folks, use that promo code BGI. You will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. All right, Kyle. Continuing on with your thoughts on those rankings. I know you were mentioning Gerby Lambert before I interrupted you.
Yeah. I'm just gonna kind of run through this really quick, but. Basically, Notre Dame fans should be really excited about this 24 recruiting class and who's coming in, because Gerby Lambert is going to be Notre Dame's top offensive line signee. Now, this is if the rankings continue to stay this way or improve, of course. But he is tracking to be Notre Dame's top offensive line commit since Sam Young from Fort Lauderdale, St. Thomas Aquinas back in 2006. So it's kind of interesting. You think of all those NFL draft picks that Notre Dame had in the first round, Zach Martin, Mike McGlinchey, Quentin Nelson, Ronnie Stanley. None of those guys were 5 stars, at least in the On3 industry rankings. So really credit to Harry Hiestand's offensive line development from 2012 to 17. Now, it was worth noting that Emil Wagner and Charles Jagasaw were both 5 stars according to On3's rankings, but kind of the way I reference it in my story is Lambert could be the top overall offensive tackle signee in terms of 21 overall, because both Emil Wagner and Charles Jagasaw were number 26, and I forget what Jagasaw was, but either way, Lambert tracking really well. Kedron Young going to be Notre Dame's top running back signee since Sierra Wood back in 2009. Wood was the number 69 overall player. And if Kedron Young maintains his number 4 running back ranking, that'll give Notre Dame their best running back signee ever, I believe, in the modern recruiting era. So another great player there. And this is the one that really surprised me most, was Bryce Young. Notre Dame has not had someone ranked as high as Bryce Young on the defensive line since all the way back in 2011 when Irish signed 3 5-stars. Aaron Lynch, Ishaq Williams, and Stephon Tua, all those guys were 5 stars. Now, Daylon Hayes was the only other top 100 guy Notre Dame has signed on the defensive line. And that was in the 2016 cycle. So Bryce Young hasn't beat there because he's the number 49 overall player. And I put this in my story, and I want to see what you think, Mike, because I think Cam Williams and Kirby Lambert, certainly, because they're already within the top 32, and the way that kind of works, you know, top 32 basically aligns with 32 first-round NFL draft picks. That's how the five stars are essentially awarded. And basically, if Cam Williams and Kirby Lambert maintain their status, they're going to be five stars. But I kind of put this in my story that I think that Kedren Young, maybe not Kedren Young, but at least Bryce Young, especially, maybe Kingston Viliamuasa, will have the chance to earn that five-star status when they compete in the All-American Bowl in January down in San Antonio, because that gives those guys to compete against the top competition. I know Kingston obviously has done it for years at St. John Bosco since they played the, you know, the best competition across the country. Also play in Tim Hyde's Trinity League, which he loves. Outstanding competition out there. But I'm kind of curious, Mike, like, do you think that Bryce Young and Kingston could maybe put themselves in conversation for the five-star status?
So you threw in Kedren, doubtful. The thing about Bryce is he's not playing in an – is he playing in an all-star game?
So he got invited to the All-American Bowl. I don't think he has publicly accepted yet, but usually when those guys get invites, they usually end up there.
All right, hang tight. Let me text him. Bryce Young, are you playing in the All-American Bowl in San Antonio? Hold on.
Mike going to break some news.
Figured I'd ask. We'll see if he responds. Is this season over?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Sometimes I do that. I'll text somebody and I'm like, oh crap, like I have a game today, or text them on a Saturday morning. Like I texted James Flanagan something and it was like the Saturday morning after they got bounced in the playoffs Friday night. And I was like, oh crap. If Bryce Young plays in the All-American Bowl, I think he's got a really good chance. But if not, he has no chance, in my opinion.
Right.
Kingston, I think, would have a pretty good chance because he would have. I mean, he's already at 66, and then On3 could bump him up, right, if he plays well. I mean, he's already highly ranked at 24/7, 67, ESPN. Rivals already has him as a borderline five-star. So I think he would have a shot. But what about CJ? If CJ plays in an All-American Bowl.
He won't be there.
we think it's not likely that he will. We'll be able to report more on that later. But if he were to, then he would have a good shot for an On3 industry ranking. He might get five-star status, you know, somewhere else. We'll see. If he were to ball out and move up 100 spots at On3, then he's probably an industry ranking five-star if his rankings elsewhere holds up. So, but of that group, Kyle, I would say, like, of Carr, Kingston, and Bryce, I would probably say Bryce. But here's the thing. When I saw Bryce in action against Raven Gap, and I still don't know who the Raven Gap left tackle was that he was going up against a good bit, Bryce in his one-on-one pass rushing struggled a bit. But in terms of just, like, the motor and his physique and just like the measurables is a freak show. So he might go to the All-American Bowl and struggle against five-star level offensive tackles, but it doesn't take a genius to look at him and be like, well, damn, when he gets to Notre Dame, you know, if they can develop him and, you know, continue to, you know, help him, you know, polish up his physique and whatnot, then like put some more weight on him. Like, yeah, he's a freak show. So it just kind of depends on if you're like, how you're viewing him as a prospect. If it is you're looking at him down the road, or if you're looking at how he performed right now, it's tricky. So that would be my thought on that. So, Kyle, good, really good rankings discussion. Did you want to touch the CJ Carr ranking? I don't know if you wanted to. I figured I'd at least give you the floor if you wanted to.
No, we beat that to death. I mean, you and I have both seen CJ in person plenty of times.
So are you kind of just with me? It's like, it is what it is. We'll see. I mean, I disagree, but
CJ will be a good player. No, That's all that matters.
Okay. All right. There you go. Kyle Kelly. So you also wrote an article on Thanksgiving about what Notre Dame fans should be thankful for in this 2024 recruiting class. So why don't you tell us about it, Kyle? What'd you write?
Yeah, I put in out five things, and I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to save a couple of those things for our On3 subscribers, and I'll let them read them. So I did want to point out my favorite two.
Okay.
And I'm going to lead off. It was my first and my last one in my story. And the first one was legacy recruits, because Notre Dame is got some really outstanding sons of former Notre Dame players committed in the 24-25 classes, namely Bryce Young, who you mentioned earlier, and then, of course, James Flanagan, who we've talked about, the son of Jim Flanagan. It's really interesting because both the elder Young and Flanagan both played at Notre Dame for, I think, 3 years, maybe four together. Then also Notre Dame tracking really well for Jerome Bettis Jr., who his father, obviously, Jerome Bettis Sr., also played on that, I think, from 90 to 93 Notre Dame team with Flanagan and Young. So, pretty good shot that Notre Dame will have three legacy recruits on their future roster, possibly some more and some outstanding guys as well. Mike, if you could go to the end of the article, I want to share my last point, which is, how about this one? Kingston Viliamu Assis Church Group. Excuse me, Mike, I got a cough again.
You're okay, buddy. Oh. All right, Kyle's bouncing out. So, yeah, Kingston Viliamuasa's church youth group, the week before Viliamuasa committed to Notre Dame on July 23rd, went on a one-week retreat with his church's youth group after officially visiting his three top schools, USC, Notre Dame, and Ohio State, all in June. Viliamuasa thought he would commit to the Buckeyes, but when he returned home 2 days before his announcement, Viliamuasa had a change of heart that led him to pledge to the Irish. Kyle, you're back. I'll let you take the floor again.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for covering me there. Fighting a little bit of cold today. But yeah, Kingston Viliamuasa. Basically, the story was that I think you and I know we've covered it pretty extensively. Viliamuasa was basically trending toward Ohio State before his late July commitment. And then after that, he went on that church group, said he read a Bible verse, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that helped point him to Notre Dame. So I don't know if Kingston Viliamuasa did not end up going on that church retreat with his youth group in mid-July. I'm not sure that if he would have ended up at Notre Dame. So those are my two favorites from my story yesterday, and I'm kind of curious, Mike. I want to put you on the spot. What do you think is a reason Notre Dame fans should be thankful for here on this Friday, day after Thanksgiving? I wonder. I hope you don't steal one of my points, but I'm a little curious.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, I recorded my regular weekly recruiting segment with Darren Pritchett. But Tuesday, I was running around. Wednesday, I was traveling. Thursday's Thanksgiving, so I'm posting those videos today. And so it'll be out later this afternoon. And that was one of the discussion topics. So I'm going to save that for folks to watch that video. But the kind of the sneak peek was the top heaviness of this class. Like, the 2022 recruiting class for Notre Dame was very deep. It finished sixth in the country, which I think is kind of like not super, or it's not a great representation of how good that class was, because I think it was not I don't think that class is as good as 23 or 24, but it's going to finish higher in the rankings because I think like Georgia, Alabama, and Texas A&M just cleaned house on everyone. So the top three was so high up there, and it wasn't like the distribution of the highly ranked players was not spread as evenly as it normally would, if that makes sense. But like the 2022 class was very deep. It was a great class, but didn't have a ton of star power at the top, at least in terms of like the rankings and whatnot. Ben Morrison was like a 3-4 star, you know, guy. This 24 class at the top is insane. With and at key positions, quarterback TJ Carr, receiver Kane Williams, offensive tackle Gerby Lambert, pass rusher Bryce Young, you know, linebacker Kingston Filiamuasa. Hell, even Tay Johnson, I think, is going to be Notre Dame's highest ranked safety recruit since Kyle Hamilton. So yeah, that's kind of my thought there. I have something to ask everyone in our YouTube show and for folks listening via podcast. Are you a displaced corporate executive? Are you wanting to put your career in your own hands? Well, if that sounds like you, then Andy Ludicky can help you out. And he's a huge college sports fan, and he has owned multiple franchises and businesses. And using Andy's expertise, he's going to help you find your American dream through a very thorough consultation and evaluation process. Give Andy a call at 404-973-9901 and put your life and career in your own hands. And best of all, his services are 100% free. So what do you have to lose? So if this interests you at all, give Andy a ring. Check out myperfectfranchise.com for more details. Thank you to My Perfect Franchise for sponsoring the show as always. Cal, you back, brother? You feeling okay? Cough's getting to you? Okay. All right. We're going to move along. There was a new commitment for Notre Dame. Cree Thomas from Phoenix Brophy Prep. Just a moment ago, I talked about Ben Morrison, Notre Dame sensation sophomore cornerback. When he was a senior in high school, there was a freshman defensive back named Cree Thomas, who is now a Notre Dame commit as a junior in high school. He's had, 5-6 interceptions this season. Ranks as the number 376 overall player, number 44 cornerback. His rankings are similar to Ben Morrison's. He comes from the same high school, pretty similar measurements. On three listed Ben Morrison at 6 foot, 172 pounds. Thomas, 6'1", 170. Yeah, I talked about this commitment with Tim Hyde in a video that we posted when Thomas announced his commitment. But Kyle, did you want to offer any thoughts on this commitment? Do you like this pickup for the Irish?
I would, but I would like to start with something non-football related, and that is with the red box in the left-hand corner of Cree Thomas's highlights. It's kind of interesting because basically Mike and I have those similar cameras, and that's if you don't have the setting correctly. So anyway, they ended up fixing it. But yeah, to move on to Cree Thomas, my biggest thought, believe it or not, and I put this in my five thoughts column when he committed on Monday, was that he can play safety too.
Yeah. Kyle, that's dude, Ben Morrison played safety too. And I saw Ben Morrison as a senior, and the dude played free safety at cover two and looked really good. They're very similar prospects. Very smart. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, no, they definitely are. And I put this in my story is, you know, going back into the spring, Notre Dame had injuries to Thomas Harper and Ben Minnick. And Notre Dame in the spring, they basically did not have like a lot of scholarship safeties to run practice. So they were moving guys back and forth to try to find guys that could also corners that could also play safety. And that ended up becoming a real issue. So before the season, they knew they had to go into the portal to get a guy for depth. And they went there and they targeted Rhode Island cornerback Antonio Carter, who did dabble with a little bit of safety, I believe, at Rhode Island. But they switched him to safety at Notre Dame. So Notre Dame did not have a guy on their roster that, like, an emergency situation could play safety. Like, yeah, you mentioned Benjamin Morrison. He played safety at Brophy College Prep. But you're not going to take your number one quarterback and move him to safety. So, you know, hey, when Cree Thomas gets to Notre Dame, maybe he could be that same Benjamin Morrison-like trajectory. I think that's some pretty high expectations. But basically, I just like the idea of Notre Dame being able to bring a guy, add him onto the roster, that can play both safety and cornerback if necessary for Notre Dame. Like, I think Charles Power even referenced in his expert piece that you had, you know, Charles Power On Three's director of rankings mentioned that there might be a chance he could play safety at Notre Dame. So that's something I'm watching. But, yeah, you kind of mentioned the similarities between him and Benjamin Morrison are pretty crazy, honestly. And I think that Notre Dame got a really big pickup.
Yeah. I hope Cree doesn't mind me sharing this, but I didn't really send out thankful. I'm thankful for you texts like I usually do last year. It was just hectic in the in-laws house. I did get a text from Cree Thomas though. And I really hope he doesn't mind me saying this. He says, "Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Singer. Just wanted to say thank you for the video you put out." He's talking about, the commitment video that I recorded with Tim Hyde. "And all the praises you have given me throughout this recruiting process, gosh." I mean, come on. How do you not root for that kid? I mean, he sends a thank you. "I'm thankful for you, Mike Singer." Like that. Dude, that kid's the freaking best. So, yeah, Cree Thomas, folks. Better young man than he is a football player. It's a cliche statement, but rings true. So that was really cool. When we get those texts, Kyle, that means a lot. Like, I know James Flanagan's commitment meant a lot to you, like kind of, how, gracious he was with you and in his recruiting process. And, the relationships we build with the recruits and reporting on them is like, it's a real thing for us. And it's really cool. It's a really cool thing, man. So, we'll move along. Kyle, go ahead.
No, I would say I certainly agree. Makes, the long hours, long trips,
yeah,
everything worth it.
Speaking of long trips, that's where we're going to move to next, is like our favorite travels this fall. And I am going to be on the road today, so we'll talk about that. But otherwise, we're kind of done with high school games for this fall, Kyle and me. Our next travels will be for the All-Star Games. Kyle will be in Orlando for the Under Armour game, and I will be in San Antonio for several days for the All-American Bowl. I'll be reporting on several Notre Dame guys, and Kyle will be in Orlando to see Aeneas Williams, and then helping the On Three Network out with different coverage. So Kyle will do a great job there, and I'll try to hold down the fort in Texas, where I am really looking forward to that Mexican place, Mi Casa. I'm not staying at that same hotel, Kyle.
That place, yes.
100%.
Oh my gosh.
I love authentic Mexican food. So that place was legit too. So I will head there as much as I can. But so, Kyle, I wanted to cover like our favorite road, our favorite single trip this year. There were a couple contenders for me. I really enjoyed meeting both Bryant Young and Wes Pritchett. Their sons played each other. So I was at that game, got to meet those guys. Fantastic trip. I loved our trip, seeing CJ Carr and then heading over to South Bend. That was a memorable one. But for me, it was finally getting to meet this young man, Deuce Knight, Loosedale, Mississippi, George County. So I saw him in early October, interviewed him for 25 minutes. I think I posted 4 or 5 stories from that interview. Actually, I think we can check pretty easily here. Let's see. How many? And I posted them for a while. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 articles from one interview. And I also talked to his coach, James Ray. It was a phenomenal trip. And Deuce put on a show that night as well. A fantastic kid, great player. First time meeting Deuce, like how tall he is and like how long his arms are. He's got a frame that he continued to put on some weight too. Like he's long and lanky right now, but he can get up to 220 pounds and still be able to move fast. Like Deuce Knight is a bit of a freak show. So absolutely love that pickup for Notre Dame 2025 class. And kind of how he's leading it has been impressive so far. So that was my favorite trip of the fall. And definitely one of my favorite interviews I've done in my decade on the job. So, Kyle, for you, what was your favorite trip?
Yeah, it wasn't just to see one recruit. It was my biggest road trip of the fall that started out in Chicago on a Tuesday night. I didn't see anyone there, but I made a pit stop to hang out with one of my friends. And for the following 3 or 4 days, I went to Green Bay, Wisconsin to see James Flanagan. I made a pit stop on the way to see Michael Roski from Wetoma, Wisconsin, which that was really cool. 2,000-person town. Had to take all back roads to get there. You know, unfortunately, Roski ended up committing to Wisconsin. I think that was kind of my pulse on the recruitment, is that he was going to end up at Wisconsin unless something crazy happened. But, yeah, so I made a pit stop in Wetoma on the way. Then I ended up at Milwaukee on Thursday night to see Owen Strebig, who's one of my favorite recruits in the class. He played a game that night. And then on Friday, I went and saw Joseph Reif at Elmhurst York Community School. And I'm going to be honest, I tweeted this out after the game, that York Community had one of the best high school football atmospheres I had ever been a part of. And I've been covering high school football for, I don't know, about 5 years or so. And I don't know if I've ever seen an atmosphere like that. So that was really cool. And, yeah, that wrapped up with Notre Dame's game on Saturday for the Tennessee State game. That was overall an amazing road trip.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, wrapping up, I will be on the road today, as I mentioned earlier in the show. I am currently in the Central Florida area visiting family for Thanksgiving, and I figured, hey, might as well see some recruits while I'm here. So Justin Thurman, Tampa Jesuit, has a big playoff game tonight at their stadium. So I'll be getting my first look at Justin Thurman, Notre Dame's running back commit in the 25 cycle, four-star prospect, number 278 overall, number 21 running back per the On3 industry ranking. And then Notre Dame has offered his quarterback, Will Griffin, 6'2 and a half, 225 pounds, no industry ranking yet, no On3 ranking yet, but 24/7 and Rivals both have him as a top 100 overall player in their very early 2026 rankings. We talked about him a few weeks ago when Notre Dame offered him on this show, and a lot of fun to watch his film. Like, he is a big dude, yeah, looks really good on tape. So I'm pretty pumped up about seeing these two guys in person. And I should have a article, like a quick kind of story on the game and how these two guys looked at blueandgold.com either like late tonight or first thing Saturday morning. So I would love for you guys to check that out. Yeah, that is going to wrap up today's show, folks. Please smash the thumbs up button on this video. Of course, subscribe to our channel if you are new here. Yeah, once we end the show, Kyle and I are going to get right to work posting on our blueandgold.com website as well as our message board. And if you are not a subscriber, Kyle, 90% of our articles are premium articles. So if you want to read what we have going on our website, there's a special offer for our YouTube and podcast audience. And that is $1 gets you access for your first 2 months. And then after the 2 months, the regular rate will apply. So it's a good way to check us out really through National Signing Day. And the code is UND1. So the letter UND1. So please check that out over at blueandgold.com and use that promo code. Kyle, great stuff as always, folks. Appreciate you tuning in. And as always, we will catch you next time.